any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scurvy.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Dave from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Yes, you've got to calm down, Karen. The Porkers from Newcastle in New South Wales with basically their only release from 2024. Calm down, Karen, calm down. If you want some Porkers news, they are supporting the Suicide Machines up on the Gold Coast and Brisbane this week. So you better be quick, people. You better be quick. So the Porkers, who have been quiet for a little bit, they will be playing up there on the Gold Coast. I think with Auntie from the Bennies is helping them out. I will find the venues for you in a minute and relay them on, because I'm just a bit rushed for time this week. I've been traveling around the country and I'm just got back to get on air and bring you the best of the rest. Yes, this is the follow-up show to Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. Did you enjoy Beefy's Top 30 of 2024? I reckon it was the best one ever. Oh, yes. I'm blown away, people, from all the positive feedback that we've had across the board. Not only from fans of the show, but from all the bands as well. Yeah, I want to thank each and every one of you for downloading, because, man, the numbers are through the roof. So I know it's a pretty quiet time of year, but thank you for getting involved and being part of the show. I loved it. I've even played it back a few times to give me a bit of entertainment. It was that good. I did like the music. All right, the Suicide Machines, 18th of January, which is, what day is the 18th? That is Saturday night at Vinny's Dive Bar on the Gold Coast with Suicide Machines, the Porkers, and Auntie from the Bennies doing his solo stuff. And then on Sunday, Brisbane at the Bright Side. Doors are at 6 p.m. for this one. Suicide Machines, the Porkers, and Fake News. That's a great lineup. If you're in Melbourne on Thursday night, yes, Thursday night, it is at Stay Gold. Suicide Machines with the Resignators and the Cujo Kings. Cujo Kings making a return to the live scene. So that's bloody great. Can't wait for that. And if you are in Sydney on Friday night at Crowbar, Suicide Machines are playing with Birdman, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater cover band, and our old favourites, friends of the show, Operation Ibis. So that's Friday night at the Crowbar in Sydney. Suicide Machines, all the way from Detroit, Birdman, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater cover band, and Operation Ibis. Tickets are still available for all gigs. I'll see you on Thursday in Melbourne if you're coming along. So please jump on that one. Support the Suicide Machines on their tour, because it's not often we get to see those guys. I think this is the first time in 20-odd years that they're back to Australia. Alrighty, so the Porkers as well playing a couple of gigs. Not sure why they didn't play Sydney, but there you go. They are playing Gold Coast and Brisbane instead. Two-for-one deal, I'm reckoning. Anyway, talking about Brisbane, first track you heard tonight, The Snouts from Brisbane. Great ska punkers from up there. The Great Disgrace was the name of the track you just heard to kick off the best of the rest for 2024. So these are all the tracks that essentially are shortlisted to be on Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. And for one reason or another, they didn't quite make it, but the quality is superb. So I'm going to split tonight's show into basically two 20-track segments. Sit back, relax, get your skanking shoes on, and enjoy the ride. Because even though they didn't make Beefy's Top 30 of 2024, they are top-notch in their own right. All right, shall we get straight into it, shall we? Well, we bloody well should, shouldn't we? These guys are also friends of the show. They put out a little EP this year, which is a follow-up to their album that they put out late last year as well. These guys are also from Michigan, not quite Detroit, but they're from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The EP is called Hey. These guys are called Mustard Plug, and I've gone for a West Coast off that little EP.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy. Shoving all I can. Right.
up, it's time to catch my plane. Flying off into the clouds, I'm coming home again. On the West Coast, it's the place that I love the most. Only on the West Coast, it's the place that I wanna go.
Nice as that. Rude Bones out of Tokyo in Japan put out an actual 7-inch. Yeah, an actual 7-inch. Double A-side. Why wouldn't it be nowadays? This track you just heard was called Losing Track. On the other side, I'm Where It's At. Great to hear from Rude Bones. They're normally a bit more ska-core-y than that kind of rather nice old school tones there. So, cracking track from Rude Bones out of Tokyo in Japan. Before that, Mustard Plug from Grand Rapids, Michigan. They put out an EP a couple of months ago called Hey! Or the Hey EP. You heard West Coast off that album. All right, let's go to London, England right now. Oh, by the way, I did touch on this show is the best of the rest. They're in no particular order. This, like, the Snouts weren't number 31 in Beefy's Top 30. The Porkers weren't 32. These are just the best of the rest in no particular order. I'm just going to throw lots of tracks at you. They're all top quality. Of course they are. So we're just going to have some fun. We're going to have some great music. And we're just going to bask in the glory that is Ska Nation Radio, the world's number one ska radio show. Just have some fun, folks. Just enjoy it. Sit back. Relax. Shout out to the Kitty Hawks, who became number one on Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. Great track. Cometh the hour. Congratulations all round. All right, let's jump back into it. Let's go to London, England, like I said. Call Me Malcolm put out a tremendous album. February, I think it might have come out. It is called Echoes and Ghosts. If you haven't got it, I'm going to tell you now that the only reason why this is a great album, but the only reason one of these tracks didn't make it in is because they're all good. There's no like real standout track. Bit of a shame, but there you go. So go and check out Call Me Malcolm. The album's called Echoes and Ghosts. Deep in the album, there's a track called We Shall Meet in the Place Where There Is No Darkness. That's my pick. I love it. Bloody awesome that. The Aquabats from Los Angeles, California. Actually, while we're talking about Los Angeles, California, obviously a big shout out to absolutely anyone in the ska scene. Obviously, Southern California, a massive, massive hub for ska in the US of A. Now, hopefully, all of our brethren that are there are safe, sound, out of danger. Obviously, it's still raging in certain areas and wind conditions are changeable and, yeah, it's tragic, absolute tragic. So our thoughts go out to all of those people affected. And like I said, I haven't really heard from too many people, but hopefully everyone is safe and sound. The one person that I know was kind of on the edge of danger was Dave Wakeling from the Beat fame. English Beat fame, if you're in the States, and thoughts go out to Dave, who was kind of in an enclave and was a bit worried about the winds changing direction and then being in the line of fire, so to speak. So, like I said, our thoughts go out to everyone that's affected by Los Angeles fires. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And from what we're hearing now, it's quite a bit of it's been started by arson, which is just... Oh, man, that's crazy, crazy stuff. So, yes, the Aquabats via Utah, obviously, being Mormons and all that, they put out their first album for 4 years last year, called Finally, which is a good name for a title. A lot more ska tracks on the album than there has been in recent times. The track you just heard was called No Rewind. Beauty, an absolute beauty. Very unlucky not to be in the top 30, by the way, because that one is right up my street. Before that, Call Me Malcolm from London in England put out a cracking album called Echoes and Ghosts last year as well. We Shall Meet in the Place Where There Is No Darkness. Cracking track. You are tuned to Ska Nation Radio with me, Beefy, bringing you the best ska tunes from 2024. We're going to go to New Brunswick, New Jersey right now. The Hub City Stompers put out a cracking album called Drinking Rage. Track number 4 is Won't Lose Sleep.
About walking away from narcissistic personality. got a heavy, heavy heart. Heavy. We fought a good fight, yeah, we both played our part. But this could kill me. This could kill. If you strut along the highway, 90 miles an hour, devil driveway. I think that this could kill me. I think that this could kill. But I know with you, I don't even have to think about it. I know with you, I don't even have to question. Baby, it's you. I don't even have to think about it. I know it's you. I got a heavy, heavy heart. Just planned my funeral day of depart. And I think that this could kill me. I think that this could kill. In the distance I hear my way. Feels like every day must be my birthday.
Good is that? That is the title track off the debut album from The Rins out of Boston. Now, Erin McKenzie, formerly of, well, she probably still is involved with Doped Up Dollies and Big Dinner Kids Table, decided that she wanted to do her own thing. So she put a band together, called them The Rins, put out the album, Heavy Heart, and that was the title track off that album, Heavy Heart. But check out Greener as well, but just check out the whole album. It is very, very good. I am hoping, definitely hoping, to hear more from The Rins in 2025. Tremendous for a debut and for a first effort. Absolutely awesome. So congratulations to Erin McKenzie and the crew from The Rins. Before that, Hub City Stompers from New Jersey. Their album, Drinking Rage, is tremendous. You just heard Won't Lose Sleep off that album. Please go and get it. It is so good. It really is good. And I know quite a few people saw Hub City Stompers live this year and were blown away. So that can only be a good thing. Alrighty. You're listening to Beefy's Best of the Rest from 2024, the review show which highlights all the top ska from last year that didn't quite make it into Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. Let's go to Perth, but not in Western Australia. Let's go to Perth in Scotland right now. The band put out their debut single this year, although they have been kicking around the live scene for quite some time. They're called The Owls. Their debut single, why wouldn't it be? Two Tone Summer. So good, this is really, really good.
The sun's need a two-tone summer with a little bit of Terry in our hearts. Seeing different faces out of different places is a start. Cause this town is colder as a boy goes older every day. But they're paying us off and it's just more than a living, so they say. Get the 45s on to the sounds of the Moonstomp songs. Dancing all night long, yeah, you know that you can't go wrong. It's time for a new wave, the energy, the sweat and the fun. Let the new generation lead us in the movement to come. We need a two-tone summer and it's just around the corner.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So, they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Do you nice in something you didn't have.
Remember Spy versus Spy? Australians will, let's hope so. Well, they're kind of back. Well, Craig Bloxham's version are. They're now called Reggae Spies. They put out an album called A Unity Gain earlier this year. Something on there for everyone. And I think I've actually just played the wrong track, but that's a nice track. Bit of reggae in there. Do What You Say is the track you just heard. I think I was going to play Are You Okay? But I've clicked the wrong thing. It doesn't really matter. All great tracks. Please check out Spy, Reggae Spies, not Spy versus Spy. The reincarnation of Spy versus Spy. Absolutely huge in Brazil, apparently. Craig Bloxham, Chris Lowe, and Takoi Tarawa have formed a three-piece reggae version of Spy versus Spy. Check out Unity Gain. It is, like I said, very, very good. Lots of reggae, lots of ska-ish tunes as well. Really, really impressed. Loved it. And before that, the Owls from Perth in Scotland. They've been kicking around the live scene for a couple of years, but they finally released their first single this year, last year, 2024. I think I should just give up saying this year, last year, just say 2024, and it takes care of it, doesn't it? I'll get over it, don't worry, I will. Two Tone Summer. Well, that's what I'm having so far. God, it's been hot over here, hasn't it? I've just been up in Brisbane. It was like 34, 32, 30, 32 again today. Man, it gets a bit warm. Just unrelenting. I'm complaining. I should not, really, because hot weather is the bane of California's existence right now. So we're okay, considering, aren't we? We really, really are. All right, let's go somewhere where it's definitely not very hot at all. We're going to go right to the centre of my home country, Wales. Cartoon Violence put out a couple of tracks this year. They put out a Christmas tune, which was really, really cool, featured in the Beefy's Christmas show as well. But this was their single they put out, I reckon, probably in February. I think I got it on my list for February. It might have been March. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The band are called Cartoon Violence. The single was called Imaginary Friend. This is a belter. Loving it. Cartoon Violence from Wales. We'll be right back. from Le Havre in La France. The Scarflakes put out their debut. I think, was it their debut album? I'm not 100% sure now. Anyway, it's called I Do It Every Day. That was the title track. It's a great album. Very, very nice. France, I don't know how many times I've got to say it on this show. It's become the hub of Euro ska. Probably taken over from Germany right now, but so many new bands and exciting bands coming out of France, and the Scarflakes are part of that, melding a bit of old school Jamaican style ska with modern takes on two-tone. So the Scarflakes, looking forward to more from those guys this year. And before that, Cartoon Violence with a single they put out in February. I did check February last year. They are from the dead center of my home country, Wales. I love these guys. They're called Cartoon Violence. You just heard Imaginary Friend. Looking forward to more from Cartoon Violence this year for sure. Alrighty, I am going to play... we're going to do this one first, I think. Mel Lee from Taupo in New Zealand got in touch with me earlier this year and said, Beefy, we want you to play our music. So, I had a listen to their album, or extended player EP mini album. It's called Chickpea Dance Floor. The track I am going to play for you right now is the name of their own band. How cool is that? They are called Scarpa Kazoo. Check them out on the old Bandcamp. Chickpea Dance Floor is the name of the mini album. This is track one. Thanks, Mel, for getting in touch. Any other bands that want me to play your music, just contact me via Facebook or Twitter. Look up Scar Nation Radio. You will get me. Scarpa Kazoo from Taupo in New Zealand.
Why, you just can't stop the reggae.
Feels a lot longer now. out every single night. It occurs to me that you already died.
How good is that? Brethren from Vancouver in Canada put out a EP mini album, Terror at Camp Brethren, earlier this year. Blinking Lights is that one, and I guarantee you'll be singing it forevermore. It is such a good tune. Before that, Junior Dell and the D-Lights out of London in England on Original Gravity Records. Now, sometimes with Junior Dell and D-Lights, they do a lot of covers. And sometimes they throw in an original, but you think, oh, is that a cover? Is it something different? Is it? But no, Can't Stop the Reggae, Neil Anderson tune, and Neil Anderson's engineered it and done everything. Junior Dell and the D-Lights, Can't Stop the Reggae. Oh, yes, indeedy. I like it. I like it a lot. Very, very good. And before that, from Taupo in New Zealand. They also put out their debut in 2024 called Cheat. No, it's not a debut at all. It wasn't. Honestly, it wasn't. I'm just confusing myself. They put out a mini album, Chickpea at Dance Floor as well, Scarpa Kazoo. But I can tell you that they made their Ska Nation Radio debut this year. Alrighty? You know, just making sure you know. Anyway, shall we go to Ireland right now? Tommy Byrne and his Scalps put out an album called Dreamscapes and Landscapes. It was a couple of years in the making, but it is fantastic. We can't go past Mr. Miserables off the Scalps album, so why not? It's the best of the rest with Beefy on Ska Nation Radio. The Scalps from Dublin.
I'm in love with him and I intend to marry him.
A drummer. Not even a real musician. He just makes a noise.
Watch the nighttime roll away. Wipe the sandman from my eyes. It's time for Groundhog Day to start off once again. And what will be, yeah, what will be. And what will be, yeah, what will be. What will be, will be. Ten to eight and I'm at the door. Rip the scooter up and down the road I go. And if I'm not on time, I don't even care. Rest assured, he'll be waiting there. Captain Andrew, go to him. Sorry for being late. Looks you up and looks you down. You know you can't go fight. The
gonna be no robot. Don't wanna work your 8 to 5. Don't wanna be Mr. Miserable. Miserable all my life. Just like you.
Good is that. Joe Gittleman, formerly of the mighty, mighty Boston. He put out his debut solo album earlier this year called Hold On. It is an absolute classic. It is so, so good. If you're missing the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, then jump on Joe Gittleman's Hold Up is the name of the album. Plastered in the Rafters is what you just heard. Really good. If you're missing the Boss Tones, then this is kind of a genuine Boss Tone filler. That's what is the name of the new album, the Boss Tone filler. Anyway, just jump on it. It's awesome. It's so good. It really is. Before that, from Dublin in Ireland, The Scalps. Tommy Burns, Scalps, the new album, a long time coming, Dreamscapes and Landscapes came out. And my favourite is Mr. Miserables off that one. Very good. Check them out. The Scalps from Dublin. All right, let's go to Canada again. Friend of the show, Dubmatix, has been at it again. He has banged out so many tunes this year, it is not funny. A lot with a ska tinge, for sure. I could have chosen probably 30 of his tracks to fit into the show tonight. I've just gone for this one, Rebel Skank. This is Dubmatix. calls that. The Calamatics put out their debut album last year, self-titled. This four-piece, I think, reggae-rooted, punk-flavored quartet. Yes, that confirms they're a four-piece. Check out the album. It is so good. There's a mix of all sorts in there. They're a bit of a love project for Tim Armstrong from Hellcat and Rancid and everything else in between. So please check out that album. It is so good. Such a good vibe. Really is. Still Rudy is off that album. So please check out the Calamatics. I'm not even sure whether they're LA or San Fran based. Perhaps they're even Bay Area. Not 100% sure, but just check them out. Before that, from Toronto in Canada, Dub Medics. Kind of the only dub guy I really, really dig. Put out another load of stuff this year, and we chose Rebel Skank from Dub Medics. All right, that's kind of it for the first part of this secondary review show, Beefy's Choices of the Best Ska of 2024. I've got a load more for you, so don't go away. We're going to nip up to Sydney right now. The Celtic punkers, the Rumjacks, have been dabbling with some ska tunes. In fact, they are even thinking about adding a trombonist or a trumpeter. I think it's a trombonist. Anyway, the planned album that was meant to come out in December has now been put back to May. They're going to add some extra tracks on it. They have spent quite a lot of time in Europe this year, and I know for a fact they're going back very, very soon. The tune I've got for you is called Come Hell or High Water. I was just going to tell you the name of the album. It is, like I said, it was slated to come out in December. Dead Anthems is the name of the album. But like I said, instead of releasing it in December and rushing it through, they are going to take their time and going to release it in February now with some extra tracks on it. So that is superb. Let's go out for the first part of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the best of the rest for 2024. This is the Rumjacks, Come Hell or High Water.
Shaking, the skin wicked like a marathon. Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.